be a big challenge for us down there this week. I'm sure it'll be a very lively crowd, emotional atmosphere at night, Sunday night. So we got to do a good job of having a solid week of preparation and being ready to go against a good football team that both teams know each other well. I'm sure there won't be a whole lot of surprises. Come down to good, solid football. Whichever team does the best job executing. Avoids any bad plays, probably certainly help their chances.
Bill, you guys switched centers a couple times on Sunday. I think one was immediately after Connolly's high snap. Is that a situation that may continue, or was that sort of to reinforce the need for ball security, I guess?
No, we have confidence in in both Ryan and Dan. Ryan's unfortunately hasn't had the opportunity to play a lot this year. He missed most of training camp, and then we feel like he's a good enough player that would deserve an opportunity plays, and they're in some goal line situations and things like that. So going forward, if we get the opportunity, and depending on how he performs with his opportunities, we may or may not do more of that. Let's say it's more of a case of him as a player as opposed to any problems with Dan's performance. I think Dan's done a good job for us, and he's played well all year. Since he came in for Copen there in the first game, but Wendell's a good player too, and he I think is more than just an emergency type player. He's a guy that can help us too. So we'll see how that goes.
Bill, you've used a few different guys to return kicks this past week, a couple different guys. Are you satisfied with the production out of that unit? Would you like to see better field position, I guess, out of that group?
Absolutely. Yeah, our return game is not producing to the level that we would like it to be at. It's not reflective of any one individual. That's everybody. And like we talked about, we need to do we got to do a better job of coaching it. We got to do a better job of blocking. We got to do a better job of running, setting up our blocks. We just need to do a better job all the way around. We're not getting enough out of that. I think we've got, we've been productive there. We were productive there in the past, and I think that that should be a solid area of our game that we should be getting more out of than what we are. So we all just got to work harder to bring that level up.
You had a chance. We saw McCourty back there as well. Was that more of a situation with the game, or are you anticipating using him more in that role?
Yeah, well, Devin's ready to go on that every week. He's done it for us in the past. He's one of our fastest and most explosive players. So, it's something that he's always ready to do, works on every week. And if we feel like there's the right situation for him in there, whether that's doing it for a game or doing it for a play or whatever it happens to be, I'm sure he'll be ready if he's called upon, and he's done a good job for us doing that in the past. Depend on the game situation and maybe what type of returns game plan is for that particular game. I wouldn't expect to see him as our regular kickoff returner, but could he be back there situationally? Sure.
Bill, since Revis shadowed Welker a couple games ago, whenever that was, we've seen more teams do that. Do you think that's something that, because more teams have put corners on Wes, that maybe that's something he's gotten better at, I guess? I mean, obviously he had good stats in the Jets game, so he did well there too, but I'm just talking in a general sense.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think Wes has worked against a lot of different type of coverage players this year, last year, throughout his career, so I think he's seen all the different styles of corners, and specifically, if you start naming names, I mean, he's played against an awful lot of those guys, whoever they are, whether it's on the perimeter in some of our two tight end sets, which he's out there a lot, or like he was in the, on the 75-yard, whatever it was, pass in the first game. He was the outside guy on that, or whether he's the inside player, and they bring in another guy or one of the outside guys comes inside to play in the slot. I mean, we've seen, and he's seen, you know, dozens and dozens of those players in those different combinations, safeties and linebackers walked out in coverage and safeties dropping down, corners coming inside and third corners coming into the game and all that stuff. So I think, you know, it'd be pretty hard to... I'd be surprised if we went into the game and, you know, saw something that we haven't seen or worked against before. However the team chooses to defend us, that's, you know, we can't control that. We're ready for different combinations. Some teams could just, you know, match up and everybody takes a certain guy or, you know, do it different ways. They, at times they match Revis up again in the first game. At times they didn't. They changed it up too, and I think that we saw that from Pittsburgh. We saw that last week from the Giants. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see some type of just situational matchup coverage. I don't know.
Bill, a day later, do you have more info on Spikes? Are you more hopeful now after his tests?
I think probably need to, you know, give it just a little bit more time here. You know, I saw him yesterday. He was in good spirits, feeling better. So, yeah, things go today, and then you know, take another look at him, you know, tomorrow.
I'm just curious on his hit over the middle. You know, we see so many flags this year on illegal hits and headshots and launching and all that. And that was a good, hard, old football illegal hit. Did that just warm your heart?
Well, that's what we, you know, always try to coach. I mean, we definitely don't ever coach players to, you know, hit above the shoulders or launch with the, you know, the headgear. That's what the rule is, and that's also an important part of, you know, playing aggressively but with good, you know, good safety. So hopefully our players, I think, you know, want to do things the right way and they want to use the proper techniques and so forth. And sometimes when you're running as fast as you can, you got to react very quickly to a throw and a receiver and a catch and hit the guy. You know, it's not always exactly perfect. You just have to react as a football player, but we try to teach those techniques and they practice them. And I think that for the most part, they try to do it properly. You said it's not always perfect. Sometimes it doesn't quite work out that way, but, you know, that's what we try to do. You know, we try to contact the receiver, you know, below the shoulders with our shoulder pad first. That's what Brandon did. Made a good play on it. Time about Ballard's play. Yeah.
Maybe you could talk about the situation behind Spikes, if he can't go, and just the overall depth at that position.
Well, as you know, Gary, you know, came in after Brandon went out, and, you know, Gerard's played that position before. So, you know, Dane's coming along. Hopefully, you know, he'll be making good progress and get back soon. So we'll see where we are with everybody here on Wednesday. But take a look at the situation and try to get a little on things, you know, today and tomorrow here as we get into midweek and see what it looks like, the availability of, you know, everybody is, and what our options are, if any.
Great. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thanks. See you tomorrow.